The killing of Osama bin Laden by US special forces has evoked widespread relief in the democratic world, but it has also left many questions unanswered. For instance, how significant a victory is bin Laden's death in the fight against terrorism, and how strong is Al-Qaeda without him? I spoke to Czech security expert Andor Sandor to get his view on the matter.
I think that the killing of Osama bin Laden is important in terms of destroying the symbol of Islamic terrorists. There's no doubt that there cannot be anyone to replace bin Laden. We hear talking about al-Zawahiri or Anwar al-Awlaki, but I don't think these people can be a real replacement for bin Laden. And in terms of how Al-Qaeda was hit by that, I would say that the operational strength remains nearly untouched. And as Al-Qaeda is not an organization that would be horizontally or vertically run by a center. It's a loose organization. I would call it a franchise organization. These cells are rather independent. And the most important role Osama bin Laden had played in that was that he was a good fundraiser. So his role in approving any attack was by allocating money, and he didn't interfere in any commanding or structure or saying which target should be chosen or something like that.
So he wasn't actually behind the planning?
To some extent he may have been, and it depends on which terrorist attacks. He was not behind all of these, but in some, he may have been an actor, but I would say that the most important role he played was money gathering, fundraising, and allocating them to a specific attacks.
So if Al-Qaeda has had its financing cut off, so to speak, how dangerous is it today? And how well armed are they?
The role of bin Laden in fundraising was in the last century, at the end of 19th, and probably at the beginning of the new millennium. Since then, he was not so active, so I don't believe that all Al-Qaeda cells were largely dependent on his fundraising, and they tried to do it another way. So we cannot say that all the money that Al-Qaeda cells received was from bin Laden. There were different sources, but he was most important. To what extent the fact that bin Laden is out of business will have on impact on now Al-Qaeda's activities can be partly seen in the fact that during the last 5 or 6 years, Al-Qaeda has not been able to carry out any significant attack, any attack that will resemble the attack 9/11 or 7/7, 2005 in the United Kingdom.
So you would agree with President Obama when he says that this will make the world a safer place?
To some extent it may. I expect in the foreseeable future that some acts of revenge for killing bin Laden may occur, mostly in the United States itself, or at least attempts to do that, or in Pakistan. So there's no doubt that the blow is significant, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the potential of Al-Qaeda has been diminished significantly. The battle is still on, and we have to be careful and vigilant and try to finish the job if it's possible.
And what would such an attack look like? There has been speculation that these Islamic radicals might have a dirty bomb, but in fact that they're trying to assemble a nuclear bomb. Do we know how well armed they are?
We know that Al-Qaeda wanted to get nuclear bomb, or they wanted to be able to set up the dirty bomb. And from the WikiLeaks we heard that, and it was said 2 weeks ago, that if bin Laden's killed, they will detonate the nuclear bomb that is hidden somewhere in Europe. I personally don't believe they were able to get the nuclear bomb or to have a ability to put it together, but we might take it seriously. Al-Qaeda always wanted to have weapons of new mass destruction, and I'm quite sure that if they have it, they would be willing to use it.
What countries do you see as potential targets at this moment?
United States will be always target number one, and in the United States they know they are the target number one, so it changed nothing in their perception of terrorist attacks. In terms of other countries, I would definitely speak about Pakistan, because by a role they played in supporting or not supporting American operations against terrorists on Pakistani territory, the situation is very difficult in there, and there will be a number of people who would be definitely unhappy about the fact that Bin Laden was killed with some help of Pakistan, and we may expect some attacks in Western Europe. It doesn't necessarily mean that they will happen, but if I were in charge, I would be rather cautious and vigilant.
What do we know about the network of Islamic radicals in Europe, dormant ones, for instance?
It depends on countries. I would say that the countries with a large Muslim minorities on its territory, and at the same time perceiving or following the foreign policy like the United Kingdom, which is the biggest partner and ally of the United States. So in a country like UK with a large Muslim minority and a foreign policy like I spoke about, is a potential target. In UK, there's a potential of having about 1,500 real radicals ready to commit any attack if they decide to do so or if they have the capability of doing so. They are really so convinced and prepared to do so. A similar situation might be in Germany or in France. Countries like Czech Republic and Slovakia do not belong to those threatened by the internal terrorist attacks.
Are Europe's intelligence services prepared for this?
Since 9/11, so much has been done to improve security systems in various countries. So this is a positive thing, that much has been done to be ready to face possible attacks. But at the same time, in a democratic countries like Western Europe, you cannot have a system that will 100% tell you that they can face successfully any possible terrorist attack directed against their countries. The cooperation between organizations is as important as it was, and it should be continued, I would rather say even enhanced, because there's still potential. There are people willing to threaten us and hit us. So the cooperation between intel organizations, either on a platform or on the European Union or NATO or bilateral, is still very much important.
Czech security expert Andor Sandor on the Al-Qaeda terrorist network post Bin Laden.